Welcome to Online Bible Fellowship Bible Study on the Book of the Bible for this day of our studies. My name is Brother Tim, your host on today's session of Fellowship Music. We record these sessions as brethren come together for a fellowship around the world. We read chapter by chapter systematically and allow the Word of God to guide our studies. We'd like to invite you or anyone to join us. Bring your question, comments, or anything you wonder about. Nothing is too small or too big to ask. Come and join, just as you are today. You know the word said in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Again in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So we study, so his word will dwell in us richly, and in all things we teach one another, divide his word correctly. So join us at www.onlinebiblefellowship.com or email ebiblefellowshipnet@gmail.com. Now, let us begin our fellowship. We will start now with an opening prayer and a few song selections as we prepare our heart to study His Word today.
Thank you for the privilege to share this gospel message. If you would like to contribute and participate in our recorded fellowship session in your area, please email ebiblefellowshipnet@gmail.com. Give your name, where you reside, and request to participate in a live fellowship. That is email ebiblefellowshipnet@gmail.com. All one word. We will be glad to send you a meeting to join the next available recording session in your area. Thank you for listening. And may God bless you.
By the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to the sin offering, and so he condemned sin in sinful man. Therefore, in order that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit, Christ. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Verse 6. The mind of sinful man is dead, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Verse 8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Verse 9. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Verse 10. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
Okay, thank you very much. Please, the floor is still open.
I am Balanku from Jos. I want to read my translation. I think it's a bit clearer even without explaining. It says, so now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the Anointed One. For the law of the Spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us from the law of sin and death. As you said during the introduction, it's actually, you know, the chapter 7 ended with a cry that Paul was saying, who will deliver me from this body of sin? It was as if he has reached a stage of hopelessness. But the verse 1 of verse 8 is very clear that no more, the case is closed now. No more crying, who shall deliver me from this body of sin? Because Christ has done it. So case closed. It is not works of righteousness that any man can boast, but Christ has done it. Because he said, no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So Christ has done it and has rescued me and transformed me into his kingdom. Then the second part, I think at the elementary stage of our study of the book of Romans, it was very, very clear to us that there is nobody that will come to Christ and continue to sin. So it's never a license. It's never a yardstick for one to live a lawless life. In fact, today we're having a preview for our Sunday school class tomorrow. We're asking a question that you see some people that are not Christian, yet some of them are even kind more than people that call themselves Christians. How do we talk about these people? I say, yes, I know we live in a time that we magnify the gift and we don't talk about the fruit of the Spirit. We don't talk about the fruit that comes with the gift. So there is nobody that will experience this, no condemnation in Christ Jesus, and sees it as a license to go on sinning. Actually, if you see it as a license to go on sinning, there is actually a condemnation hanging on your life. It's just that you are doing boldface to, as our father usually said, the version of Jesus that you receive. Maybe you receive a big version of Jesus that is giving you bold face. You are not very bold to sin, and you say there is no more condemnation for you. That is why you can go on lawless here and there. But if you receive the correct version, because the Bible tells us, because the seed of God is in you, you cannot go on sinning. You cannot. In fact, let me put it this way. You don't have the capacity to sin and come and relax. When you sin, you know something has gone out. You look for restoration. Thank you.
We're looking at 3 and 4. Please, you just unmute and your thoughts will be taken very quickly. Yes, Sister Faith, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sharon from Gombe State.
Thank you.
Yes, I believe that somebody can actually have the Spirit of God and still struggling with sin, because it's a gradual process. And why I say there's a possibility is because there are addictions. The addiction that needs gradual process, not something that will just leave you automatically. And that is why even as we continue the life, sometimes we see ourselves doing things. Like Apostle Paul will say that the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. So it's a gradual process, not something that will just leave you automatically. So that's why you see some of the signs of sinful life still in us while we are still in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God is there in us, but the flesh sometimes take over. That's why when you read the book of Galatians, if I'm not mistaken, it says that the man living in the spirit and the man living in the flesh. So we are people that carry both the spirit and the flesh together. So these two particular systems that dwells in us are actually contrary to each other. So it's not something that you are comfortable with, but sometimes it comes unconsciously. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
The sentiment there to underline is the word continue. If the yes. Spirit of God in a person, he will not continue. But that person can sin at the time. We can sin, but we cannot continue. The word continue. Truly, if the Spirit of God lives in a person, there should be a kind of mutual rise. I think that's what I, the book of John, this issue, First John, I think, addressed this issue, that if the Spirit of God is in us, you know, he talks about also this idea, that child of God does not continue, you know, sinning. But we know we can sin, but not to continue, not enjoying living day in, day out in it. There should be prayer. So the word continue, as long as the Spirit of God is in a person, he does not continue, but he can commit sin. That's my submission.
Yeah. Thank you. I think all the contributions are valid. When looking at verse 3 and 4, there are key things that I noticed there. God's solutions to sin, you know. And then we are talking about someone's in receiving God's Spirit or God's grace, and then still dwell in sin. Struggling with sin as a believer, the believer struggles with sin. But the key problem there is when you talk about continuing.
Continuing, that's the word, yeah.
I think that word should be seen in light of struggling. According to the flesh, because we carry the flesh, we carry the human body, but we struggle to control the flesh because we are spirit led. We are expected to have a spirit led life, a spirit that receives God's grace, a spirit that is called to live a spirit life. Led life, kind of. So we seek to obey God's will and walk in his ways. And so you could see the dragging because of the fallen nature that we carry. That makes us not complete, perfect human beings because we are still in the world. We are not of the world, but we live in the world. So we struggle with that in between. So the key here is you could see it's just like you don't expect somebody who was born today and walk. But if you are born today, you expect to grow through the milk. When you grow through the milk, then other body begins to function, and it got to a point you are a toddler and you get to the point to speak. So that's how the struggles as we grow when we are born in the spirit. We are spirit led. So we are nourished by God. God led us. When we see something that cannot build the body, that cannot allow our spirit to function well, then we detach ourselves. We say no to it. You know, so the struggles here is in between, sometimes between the physical and also the spiritual. Because we have a spiritual struggle, we also have the physical struggles. So those are wrestles that we continue to wrestle among us. So we keep growing in the world as far as we are on earth, as far as we are in this body. Until when this body is consumed, you know, we die to Christ. When this body been immortalized and been put to death, and we rise with Christ with the perfect body, then that's where the completeness comes in. But no matter how old you are, as far as you are living in this world, you struggle. But it does not expect you to. When you are struggling yesterday, you are still struggling till today. You should be able to get out of it. So you huddle every day. when you jump out of this, tomorrow you face another one. But you have the spiritual eye to see, you know, that is an ongoing progress, ongoing sanctification. Receiving God's grace is just the beginning, but ongoing sanctification and growth in our walk with God are still essential. So that is what I would say in that. But when you talk about possibility of continuing in sin, and that is showing immaturity, you know, that's showing there is no accountability. That's showing there is no, you know, you look at it unforgiven, because you can still go back to the former ways of your life. Then what is the differences of your salvation? You know, so those are things we struggle with them, but not continuing. And as we struggle, they are not actually a carried over baggage, but there are new things that are unfolding. And when we see them, God give us the grace to get out of them. Because we seek God empowerment every day as believers to be empowered through prayer. And that's why we're holding the Bible study, so that we can grow spiritually. That's why we're having fellowship, so that we can grow, in order to, you know, to negate that aspect of continuing in sin. Because of the prayer life, because of the Bible study, because of this, you know, fellowship. And there we have a community support, engaging, seeing ourselves as Christ disciples in our communities. You know, others can see and grow and then build their faith as well. And then you could see God's grace and mercy also kept us, because we struggle, not we continue. Because He is always with us. He's available to you know, to continue with us as we seek Him daily. We seek forgiveness. We seek for restoration. So it's an ongoing sanctification. Thank you. That's my conclusion.
Yeah, no, I was just going to answer your question, because actually, if you read the next verse, it actually answers your question.
Okay, that's verse 9.
Yes, it says, but ye are not of the flesh, but in the spirit. So if ye exist in the spirit, God dwells in you.
Mm.
But if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's not of his. So it is definitely clear that only those who are of Christ walk in the spirit. And the Bible, also in the other verse that Brother Ishua also went through, state clearly that God cannot be pleased with an unsaved person in the state that they are in. I think the Bible is pretty clear that the unsaved man is in enmity with God. That's another word that is used in all that verses. So we clearly have to take the word of God for what it's saying. It's not I who speak it. It is the Bible. And that's why really it's very helpful for us as Christians to, because we walk in this fallen world, and we have to love our brothers and love men who are created in the image of God and love others with understanding. It's better to let the word of God speak. So that way it is not us making commandments. You know, you remember the verse also in the book of Jude, where it says the archangel Michael could not even speak against the devil, but says the Lord rebukes thee. If the Bible itself says something and we simply quote it and say, I'm not the one saying it, have problem with this. It's easier. That way we are more in obedience with the word of God, and we're more in obedient with things, rather than sometimes when we try to use our own words to describe these things, it becomes, because we are sinful too, we sometimes soften this, and then sometimes we harden it too much, okay? So it's always a beautiful thing when you just simply read what the Bible says, and then you take solace in the fact that this is what the eternal God speaks. Thank you.
Our Father, we thank you for the privilege to study something that is very important as far as Christian faith is concerned. The Bible has said it clearly. It is with our mouth we confess, and it is with our heart we believe unto salvation. But we are aware that despite the fact that we have accepted you as our Lord and personal Savior, we must be able to grow our faith in you and grow even our relationship with you in such a way that we will be intentionally serious about trying to accomplish everything that you have commanded us to do, avoiding liberalization of any aspect of the teachings of your word. So, Father, thank you. We pray that you help us to put to practice what we have learned from your word today. Have your way and be glorified in us. For in Christ's mighty name we pray.
Amen.
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 You have been listening to Online Bible Fellowship Bible Study with participants from various countries. We hope you have been blessed by listening today, and join us next time as we fellowship in another session of Online Bible Study Fellowship.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Online Bible Fellowship today. Please help us spread and present this message of God's saving grace to others. Send any donation as you are led to give to the United Christian Health Foundation to this account, Zenith Bank, 12-26-24-3888. I take that again. Zenith Bank, 12-26-24-3888. May God richly bless you as you give, and do not forget to join us again next time on this radio station. Till we meet again next week, may God richly bless you.